This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
Yes, good morning and happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year to you. I think Adam is ready to deliver you your first loss of 2026, Steve Migs, so go ahead and get out of here.
All right, goodbye.
For those playing along at home, Adam will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What does the Q in QFC stand for?
Quality.
Yes. What condiment was once sold as medicine?
Mustard.
No.
Soy sauce.
No.
Ketchup.
Yes. January's zodiac signs are Capricorn and what else?
Pass.
How many heads did Hades' guard dog have?
3.
Yes. In what Mediterranean country would you find the active volcano Santorini?
Greece.
Correct. 13. By size, which planet is between Neptune and Venus?
Uranus.
No.
Jupiter.
No.
Mercury.
No. How many vertebrae typically make up your lumbar spine?
7, 8, 9.
No. Which band released the album Appetite for Destruction?
Guns N' Roses.
Correct. What river flows through Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon?
Colorado.
No.
Columbia.
No.
Pat.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct, Adam. Hey, that's not bad. It's really not. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
First game of the year.
I know. Will I start with a winning record or a losing record?
Well, I don't know. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Yeah! What does the Q in QFC stand for?
Quality.
Yes. What condiment was once sold as medicine?
Mustard?
No.
Jägermeister.
No.
Ketchup?
Yes. January's zodiac signs are Capricorn and what else?
I don't know. A Sagittarius?
No.
Aquarius?
Yes. How many heads did Hades' guard dog have?
3.
Yes. In what Mediterranean country would you find the active volcano Santorini?
Didn't Sublime write a song about Greece?
Yes. By size, which planet is between Neptune and Venus?
That would be Uranus.
It would
Taryn.
Not be.
Saturn.
No.
Jupiter.
No. How many vertebrae typically make up your lumbar spine?
12.
No.
13.
No.
14.
No. Which band released Appetite for Destruction?
Guns N' Roses.
Correct. Which river flows through Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon?
Columbia.
No.
Oh. I don't know any other rivers that run through. Cascade.
No. No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct, Steve. That is a win.
Let's go.
6-5. Sorry, Adam.
It's okay. You didn't hear the Aquarius I threw in there while you were asking the next question. So.
Oh, sorry about that, Adam. You're sampling the best. Danny, you didn't hear it?
First game in, already controversy?
I know, this is bad.
That's a you guys problem. I won.
By size.
I hope you can go to bed at night knowing that you screwed him over like that.
I know. Poor Adam. The planet that is between Neptune and Venus is that of our own. Planet Earth?
Earth. It's rare that Earth is the answer.
It is the answer today. And the vertebrae that typically make up your lumbar spine, there are 5 of them. And the river that flows through Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon is the Snake River.
Oh. I didn't even know there was a river called the Snake River.
Well, you learn something new every day on Beat Migs, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
We have a pretty slick feature through the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message with your thumb. It's very easy to do. Just look for the little microphone icon, and every day we get these messages on there. Some very interesting.
Somebody is convinced that a member of our Seattle Seahawks was drunk on Saturday night.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Foo Fighters.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You can also leave us a voice message whenever you please. It's open 24/7, 365 on the Odyssey app. Steve Migs, what is the situation in there after the break?
After the break, some Rockhawks want to talk about your Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm watching the fifth quarter with Paul Sylvie and Big Walt, and I'm wondering if any of you are watching it because I'm pretty sure Jackson Smith and Jigba is drunk. It's awesome. If you haven't seen it, look it up.
I did. I did see it. I think he might have been as well.
Are you serious?
Not during the game. He was clearly very sober. He played a fantastic game. But they did an interview with him after the game. They didn't air this until last night because of the day delay. But they were showing like some of the clips of Paul Sylvie and Steve Rabel talking to Jackson Smith and Jigba. And he's got sunglasses on. And it's nighttime, and he's got a cigar in his mouth as well, and he just seemed extra loving. But here's a clip from it.
You got a celebration cigar right there.
Yes, sir.
You probably never smoked a cigar in your life, have you?
Never in my life. First time. I thought this was the appropriate time to do it.
Be careful. We don't want you to get sick on the plane ride home.
Gotcha.
Tell us about that game, young man. How great an opportunity for you guys. You did everything you needed to do, and you win, and now everything comes back to Seattle.
Yes, I want to give all glory to God. Sam led us all game.
So he's saying that Sam Darnold is God. So that's why he's
being out there and being a leader for us vocally, and we could follow 14 all day, and our defense, you know, what they've been doing all year is something historic, and what a great team win. I'm super proud of everyone that's with us, and like you said, it goes through Seattle now. You know, ready to see the 12s, ready to go back home and see the 12s and see them light it up like no other place in the country. So just super excited, super blessed.
I have a feeling I know what you won't be doing. That's smoking cigars.
No. A lot of water. Might get an IV after this, you know.
I mean, if he's already calling out the IV, I'm sure he was imbibing.
I don't know if he was drunk, but he definitely seemed like he was in jovial spirits. I mean, why wouldn't he be? The NFC is running through Seattle.
Oh, it's so exciting.
And what a game. What a freaking game. And I love the amount of love that this team seems to have for Sam Darnold. Like,
yes.
Unsolicited love. Like, it's just like, I've never seen, Graham, I've never really, like, zoned in on this to pay attention, but I know Jaron Reed, when he was being interviewed, just out of the blue, just mentioned Sam Darnold and how great he is. Like, he just seems like, yes, he's got his moments where he might be a little uncertain out there. Right? We're, as us fans, we're like, oh boy, is he going to turn this ball over? But this team seems to rock with him big time.
Absolutely. He is just a stand-up dude, and I feel like he has the respect of his peers, and everybody who you know watches him kind of sees that.
And I know you love him because he uses the bird app.
He's a birder.
Hey, guys. This message is for Steve Miggs. This is your buddy Joe Dredd. And today is Sunday, and of course, yesterday, our Seahawks clinched the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about it. And I do believe at the beginning of the season, Steve Miggs, you predicted Seahawks record being 14-3. What? Did you actually do it correctly this time? Good on you, man. Good on you. And go Hawks.
Go Hawks for sure. And I'm looking at the sheet because I've kept it.
Yeah.
And for once, I was almost right.
Almost right.
Well, kind of sort of was, because I did make a late, during the season, I did change it. Originally, I had it planned to be 13-4 on the season.
Yeah. Okay.
And then as things kept rocking and rolling, I said, you know what? I think they're going to beat the San Francisco 49ers. I had them losing that last game.
No way.
So, yes, 14-3. Just call me Nostradamus.
Yeah. I love it so much. Dude, well done. I'm impressed.
You know, every once in a while, broken clock's got to be right twice.
Yeah, there you go.
This is the first time ever I was right, so I got one more in me.
You should have bet.
I don't know. On what?
I don't know. Breakfast? You should have bet Mitch, because Mitch is the one that's always like, oh, you're never going to, you're wrong, Steve.
But here's the problem. You're right. Mitch Levy, who we'll have on at 7:20 this morning to talk about the Seahawks, he always gives me a hard time because I'm ever the optimist. I think last year I had him at like 12-5. This year when I look, I go through every game and I put little W's and L's next to it. I don't just come up with a random number. I do the hard work of putting a W next to each game or an L. And I had it at 13-4, and then I changed it to 14-3.
Look at you!
Problem is, Mitch a couple of weeks ago on his Twitter, or X, went on there and he was looking at the schedule and he goes, I believe that this team's going to go 14-3. So I think he's going to like be like, no, I thought it too.
He copied off your paper, obviously.
Freaking guy. I don't know about you. I am so fired up about this team right now.
I am giddy like a child. I'm so fired up.
It's the best record they've ever had.
Dude, it's insane.
It's crazy.
Looking forward to hearing you guys back on the air tomorrow morning. And I was just wondering, and if you haven't talked about it already, what was your favorite Christmas gift?
Oh.
I don't think anybody's going to top mine. My wife got me a brand new car.
No one's going to top that. Thanks. Like a real car?
Yeah, are we even having this conversation now? You win.
We got Tatum a Barbie car.
One of those new Broncos. I'm still in awe, and I'm still in shock that she pulled this off. But her and my parents, they surprised me with a brand new car.
That has never happened to me in my life, and it probably never will.
Yeah, I wonder, did they do the whole, like, ribbon on it and wrapping and all that?
I always love those commercials, and I think, I'm not in that tax bracket.
No, that is amazing. Okay, I don't think any of us got a car, but Danny, what was your favorite gift?
It was a gift that I got myself.
Let's go.
It was my new tattoo on my thigh.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to get ink when I went back to New Mexico this time, but I didn't know it was going to be so big and so expensive. And I was like, you know, this is going to be my Christmas gift this year.
Yeah, you went aggressive with that giant Buddy the Elf tattoo that you got for Christmas.
You know, I really love that movie. And no, I was so soaked with it, though.
What do you have again? It's the Dios
de los Muertos.
Dia de los
Virgin Mary thingy.
Yeah, Virgin Mary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we both have Virgin Marys.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that afterwards. I was like, oh man, this is so cool.
We have way too many inadvertent matching tattoos.
Yeah, you do.
And some that are actually intentionally matching.
Buoy buddies for life, buddy.
You know it. What about you, T-Dog?
Oh, okay. So you guys know I'm a birder, like our quarterback, Sam Darnold. My stepdaughter got me a gardening for attracting birds book. And I've already been in the process of turning our little, like, center circle, our little circular drive, that into our bird sanctuary. And now I have the roadmap to make it perfect. And I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
I've been highlighting things. I'm ready to make purchases.
Bird nerd.
This year's going to be amazing for the birds. What about you?
It's on my wallet. I got a wallet from my wife, and it's from it's a second string leather. They repurpose sporting gear. So this is a wallet that is from Philip Grubauer's catching glove for the Seattle Kraken, and they repurpose it and turn it into one of those wallets with the money clip and
can
all
I
that.
Touch it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is dope.
But it's funny. So we went to a Kraken game over the vacation, my wife and I. So I'm at the Kraken game wearing my brand new Matty Beniers black Kraken jersey with a Kraken hat, and I'm buying a drink. and I pull out my Kraken wallet, and I'm like, I am such a freaking Kraken nerd. Yeah.
They love it there.
Yeah. But you know what? At first, I was like, ah, Philip Grubauer, I got, you know, is that the guy that you want a wallet of? He's like, considered. Like, I just was reading something that was saying he's like the hottest goalie in the league right now, and he's been playing phenomenal, especially in these last seven games.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all because of his wallet that I have.
Well, you're the glue holding the whole world together, Steve Miggs.
It's about time you said that.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Yes, our Seattle Seahawks have clinched the NFC's number one seed after that beatdown on the 49ers this past Saturday night. And we're going to recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can check out wherever you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. And we have missed you for the past 2 weeks, Mitch. Mitch Levy joins us now to talk about the Seahawks beating the 49ers NFC champs. And this is just very exciting.
In the meantime, I'm asking Taryn, who she had as guest, set her home for 9 straight days. Oh. And Danny like thinks that they're... She can do it in 30 seconds, Danny.
I can do a lot of things in 30 seconds.
Okay. Well,
that's a you and Brad thing. I don't even think we need to talk about.
So can Miggsy.
Yes,
they
he
call
can.
Him 30 second Miggsy for nothing. They don't
I
call
know.
Him.
Since college.
I mean, come on, Danny. 30 seconds. She can tell a whole story about hide and seek and the tunnels at McDonald's in 30 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
For the 30 second cue. How are you guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Not both of you, all of you. How are you guys?
We're good.
I'm feeling great right now. This team's...
Yeah?
We were talking about it during the break. I'm like, you just get this good feeling about this team right now. I mean, here's only 3 points scored by the 49ers after 2 straight weeks of, 5 touchdowns each game by Brock Purdy. This is crazy.
It's funny. You can go through all of the stats. You can go all through all of the different individuals and reasons why you love this team. And why you feel good about this team. But truth be told, the most important reason to feel good about the Seattle Seahawks is they are 2 home wins away from being in the Super Bowl. And it's really as simple as that. There is such a huge advantage. Go back and look at it. To being the number one seed in either the AFC or the NFC. When you're the number one seed and you have to play two games instead of three, and you're guaranteed to play both of them at home, and you're guaranteed to play the lowest seed remaining in the second round, it just makes life so much easier. I would say, I may be wrong about this. Somebody can check the numbers. I would say that if they had lost to the 49ers and they were the number five seed playing the Carolina Panthers this coming week, the Seahawks would probably be 6% to make the Super Bowl, to win those three games. As the one seed, which they are, they're 50-50. It's like a coin flip. 50-50 of one seeds get to the Super Bowl. So we were talking about it on, and I'll give myself a little plug. It's a big show that's out right now, Taryn. I know you're racing, you're watching your watch to see how long your show remains so you can listen to the podcast, Mitch Unfiltered. But this I think this version of the Seahawks, if it goes to the Super Bowl, is unique from the other three versions. We talked a lot about this on the show this morning, in the way that if you go back to the one that Mike Holmgren took to Detroit and they lost to the Steelers, that team was on the rise. It was on the come. He had built something, and it was a shock to very few, I think, that they had made the Super Bowl. Then you get Russell Wilson's first year with Pete. If you recall, the year before they went to the first Super Bowl with Pete, they had gotten to the playoffs. They had played the Falcons. They had the Falcons beat in the first round of the playoffs, except that Matt Ryan brought them down the field in the last, like, 25 seconds, and they kicked the field goal to beat the Seahawks. But everyone was talking about that Seahawks team as the next great thing, that the following year was going to be. So when they went to the Super Bowl the next year, wasn't a huge surprise to anybody. Okay, so they win the Super Bowl, and then they go again, which, of course, is a surprise to nobody because they were the favorite going in. This team is different and more enjoyable for me because it's really, except for Migsy. I know Migsy had him.
I have my sheet. I have my sheet.
Nobody thought this team was going anywhere. And I'm talking about the experts, Migsy, which, you know, 30-second Migsy is not an expert.
I have my sheet. That's all I need.
The numbers don't lie.
Yep.
Everyone thought, and I actually did a little, after the 49ers game on Saturday night, I did a little search, a little Google search, and I typed in 2025 preseason NFL predictions. And I looked at all of the so-called experts on ESPN and SI and, you know, all the different Yahoo. And all of them had them going either 8-9 and missing the playoffs or 7-10. So we just didn't see this coming. We didn't see a top seed in the NFC. They're two wins away from going to a really unexpected Super Bowl. And for me in sports, and I've spoken enough, I think this is what you love about sports. When it comes out of the woodwork, when it comes out of the nowhere, when you're least expecting it, it's not as enjoyable when you go into the year going, okay, everybody thinks we're going to be a Super Bowl team. Because there's a lot of pressure at that point. And then when they don't achieve it, you feel bad about the team. Anyway.
No, I think about all the sports people I remember before, like you look it over. And so many people were like, oh, this is the team that's going to finish in last place in the NFC West. And that's like, wait, it's like, not only the number one team in the NFC West, but the number one team in the NFC is just bonkers.
Yeah. People had the Arizona Cardinals ahead of this team because they had a big draft and they did some things in free agency and people... No, Danny. No.
He's on a roll.
Not today, Danny. I mean, if there's one day to skip the song, it's after they're 14-3 in the No, Danny. Go back on vacation.
Yeah, Danny, you're banned.
I'm out.
What's the song, Danny? What's the song?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh. Matching Niners. Smashing Niners, Smashing Pumpkins. All right.
You can give Mitch a follow on X. His handle is Mitch_Seattle. And we will have more with Mitch after Smashing Pumpkins. Sweet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered, and you can listen to that wherever it is you get your podcast or by visiting MitchUnfiltered.com. We've been catching up with Mitch Levy after this weekend's massive win against the 49ers. Go Hawks. That was a big one. 14-3 on the season we are.
And what's the title of this week's show that was released today? This week's edition of Mitch Unfiltered? Taryn,
did you tell us what it was? Yeah.
You don't know the name of the show? Aren't you supposed to be able to promote your guest shows accurately?
Do you know what it is, Mix?
Of course I do.
I mean, I'm sorry, my mic wasn't on. It's called Suffocating Seahawks, all set up.
Oh, there you go.
Duh.
All set up. That's right. Let me tell your audience. Let's let your audience in on what I learned during Smashing Pump.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I learned that the most interesting show that you guys could do, much more interesting than Beat Frickin' Migsy, okay, is Taryn's home life and all of the family and
stepchildren.
And, oh, my God, bring that to the – you want ratings? No, enough of Mitch on the freaking Seahawks. We need more of Taryn's family. We need some reality radio.
It's chaotic.
It's fantastic.
Never ending.
Never ending. Beautiful. Beautiful storyline. So, yeah, we got a couple of weeks off now. What, about 12 days? I don't think they've announced whether they're going to play on Saturday or Sunday next week. Have they, Migsy?
Not that I know of, no.
We're going to watch We're going to watch the other games this weekend, right, Taryn? We're going to watch the other games this weekend.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to figure out who the Seahawks are going to play. And I think anybody who is being true to themselves and is a fair and honest Seahawks fan will say, we're okay with any of the four possibilities except for one in the second round. There are four, as you know, maybe your audience doesn't know, there are four possibilities. They could play Carolina, who's the four seed.
Mm-hmm.
They could play the Rams, who are the five seed. They could play the Niners, who are the six seed. Or they could play the Packers, who are the seven seed. And the way it works in the NFL, which is different than, by the way, all other sports, including the Kraken, for the one out of 30 years that they make the playoffs. It's a little different in the NFL because the NFL guarantees the number one seed that they get whoever the lowest remaining seed to win next week is, as opposed to every other sport, which just does a bracket.
Right.
So you play the winner of a certain game. That doesn't happen in the NFL. So we got to watch all the games. The lowest seed that wins comes to Seattle next week in the divisional round. So if you don't want the Rams, which I would prefer not the Rams, anybody but the Rams, I'd like for the Rams to have to win this week and then win another one against somebody else and then maybe face them in the NFC Championship game. If you're trying to avoid the Rams, then you need one of two things to happen, or one of three things to happen if you want to avoid the Rams. Number one, the Rams lose. If the Rams lose in Carolina, ladies and gentlemen, you've avoided the Rams.
Which they have done, but I mean, it wasn't the playoffs, I know.
Not happening this week. So then you get two other shots to avoid the Rams. The 49ers are in 49ers are in Philadelphia to face the Eagles. That's 6-3. And the Green Bay Packers are in Chicago. So we would need one of those two teams, either one, to win to avoid the Seahawks having to play the Rams. You follow that? Is that too confusing for everybody? We want the Packers to win against the Bears, or we want the Niners to win against the Eagles if you want to avoid the Rams in the second round.
So we're playing the Rams in the second round is what you're saying.
Well, somebody tweeted me. I went through this whole thing on Twitter, and everybody said, sounds like they're playing the Rams.
It does. It feels that way.
Well, I would say to you that the most likely thing to happen is, and this is a brain teaser for you, Taryn, the most likely thing to happen is they're playing the Rams next week. But it's not more likely than not that they're playing the Rams next week. Did that make any sense to you, Tim?
Mitch,
that made
so much sense.
We're only one cup of coffee in. What are you doing to us?
Okay. Well,
but we shouldn't worry because the Pope is making it so that the Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl.
Stop it with the Pope.
These are two good Catholic boys here, Mitch, all right?
Come on.
In the Pope we trust.
Stop it with the Pope. The Pope from Chicago is probably a Bears fan.
Yes. Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
Mitch, can I ask a question, a Sam Darnold question of you?
Love Sam Darnold, yeah.
I mean, we are singing the Sam Darnold gospel for sure, but it doesn't really feel like everybody, you know, out there in the world of experts is. There's a lot of people that are worried about how he will perform in a game that matters because of how things kind of crumbled last year. So I was just kind of wondering, what is your assessment of that? Do you think that people are you feeling like people are still not giving him enough credit?
Well, I think that's a very nuanced question, Taryn. I think that, first of all, there are two sets of people who are worried about Sam Darnold. Let's categorize them as two sets. There's the set that you just talked about, to just, you know, that objective. Oh, come on, Danny. Really? It's over already? Okay. There's the set of people who are objectively, fairly concerned about Sam Darnold because he's never won the real big game. He's never won the big playoff game. The big games last year for Minnesota, he didn't win. Okay. And then there's a group of sports fans. We in sports are the worst of people times 10. Because when sports people decide on somebody, there's like this law that says they can never go back. They can never change their mind. Once you've decided and said to somebody like your friend or your partner or your cousin or your sports radio family, once you say, I don't like Sam Darnold, you're not allowed to like Sam Darnold for the rest of your life, okay? And that's just the way sports people are. So there was this contingent of people who didn't like Sam Darnold when he came to Seattle. There were Seahawks fans who thought, oh, my God, he's a loser. He'll never be any good. And those people are having difficulty changing because we sports people are bad human beings. So that's so you have that group. But I think that the people that are objectively concerned, it's well-founded because let's face it. A, he hasn't won a huge game. He hasn't won a playoff game like this. B, he's really not been all that great over the last 10 games now we're talking about. 9, 10 games. I think statistically speaking, if you lined up the 32 starting quarterbacks in the league by data points, sorry, Danny. Sorry, this is going long. We're going overtime, as Ted Koppel would say. If you were to line up the 32 quarterbacks in terms of data and statistics just over the last 10 weeks, I think Sam Darnold would probably be in the bottom 10 or 11, 10, 8. He would be one of the worst third of quarterbacks in the NFL. So he's never won the big one, and he's not playing particularly well. Now, the other night, he made one ginormous mistake. It didn't come back to haunt him when he didn't throw the ball out of the end zone on first and goal from the one. It was a questionable play call from Clint Kubiak, but even with that, if your first read is not there and you see a guy coming in, just heave it into the third row so we have second and goal from the one. You don't take a sack 10 yards back. That was a horrific play mistake by him, but they got away with it. He played, I would say, a fairly clean game. And the truth is, what Seahawk fans know is they can win the Super Bowl without Sam Darnold being great. Sam Darnold just can't lose games and turn the ball over for the Seahawks over the next
Mitch, week. There is only two stats that matter with Sam Darnold, 14 wins and the Pope. And that's all that matters. We're going all to the Super Bowl.
Have you guys had the lookalike on yet?
Sam Darnold?
I love that guy.
The guy from Carol. Danny, have you got, I mean, what are you doing? Sitting on your
ass?
Yeah,
Danny. Yeah. He is sitting on his ass right now.
Yeah. Hit that guy on. That was the
greatest thing ever at that game was when he realized that he was on TV. It was, and then Sam in the press conference talked about him. It's like, what a crazy time.
Right. So I have to ask you before I go. Are we on for next Monday? They're not playing this weekend.
Yeah, if you're up for it.
We're not on for next Monday.
We are so on.
Only if Taryn tells me family stories during the song.
You got it, Mitch. Anything for you. Okay. He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can check out the new episode at MitchUnfiltered.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're going to catch up with you again next Monday at 7:20. Mitch Levy, thank you, and let's go Hawks.
Happy New Year to you guys and your audience. Thank you for having me on Mondays. Love being with you. Thank you.
Likewise.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's a new year. Steve Migs has exactly one win in the game of Beat Migs. Zero losses and zero ties so far on the year. If you would like to play Beat Migs at 750, call 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.